thank you for this third day of our taking charge and our workers' conference. Holy Spirit, we give you all the praise. Just close your eyes and begin to pray. Ask the Lord to give you understanding, give you revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, don't grieve things. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Our topic is Dynamics of Followership Part 2. Clap for Jesus, amen. If you missed yesterday's meeting, you missed a substance of wisdom. You need to, anybody that was in that meeting is watching you. Go and meet them and tell them, please give me some more wisdom. I'm telling you, I've not taught, I've been teaching leadership for over 10 years or more. I've not taught like that before. It was yesterday that God opened my eyes to a new dimension of leadership. And the topic is the dynamics of what? Followership. Amen. Open to Matthew 4:19. Are we in Matthew 4:19? Want to go? And he said unto them, if you can read it, want to go? And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of what? Of men. He said unto them, follow me. That means followership is the making of great leaders. Followership is the making of great leaders. Yesterday I said a lot of emphasis has been put on leadership. But I said that no matter how great you are as a leader, the right leaders with the wrong followers will not achieve much. Amen. Yesterday we said that if you refuse to follow, you will never be a good leader. In fact, the test of leadership is in followership. Right? Followership is what qualifies great leaders. That's why when I see people trying to jump this step of followership, I feel sorry for them. Because if you refuse to follow, find that no rebel becomes a great leader. None. Praise God. Follow me and I will make you. Your making is in followership. Your making is in followership. Your making is in followership. Your greatness is in followership. Your success is in followership. And you must understand the way to follow. It's a dynamics. The word dynamics is a principle. It's a skill. It's a skill. If you know how to follow, hey, greatness is your name. And yesterday we define followership as, because of this point I'm not here, as the capacity and the willingness, three things, to be taught, trained, and led. Followership is the capacity and the willingness. So that means it's not everybody that has the capacity. The capacity, say the capacity, and the willingness to be taught, trained, and led. I say the first form of followership is an open heart to be taught. Let me let you know, followership is not that you sign membership form and you come to church and sit down. If your pastor's message is not changing you, you are not following. If after you've been here for 1 year and the way you were 1 year ago is the same way you were till now, you are not following. And because you are not following, you can't be a great leader. To win, I said, open your heart to be taught. Everyone great was taught. One of the greatest meaning of ignorance, and which is the worst, is not to know and refuse to know. That means you don't know and you don't want to know. That is a kind of ignorance that destroys people. That means they bring the truth to you, you will not learn it. You can't go far like that. Change! Glory to God. Followership is the making of great leaders. I said, God always chooses leaders from followers. Deuteronomy 1:37 to 38. God does not choose leaders in their room. God does not choose leaders somewhere else. He chooses leaders from followers. Find out. There's never anybody that's a great leader that will not be a great follower. The book of Deuteronomy 1 to 7 to 8. Come together, I want to go. And the Lord was angry with me for your sake. May God not be angry with me for your sake. This was the scripture we read to let you know that followers can stop a leader from achieving his calling. They stopped Moses, but they can't stop us. Saying, thou also shall not enter the land. Next verse, 38. Read for me, what to go. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, shall go in thither, encouraging him. He shall cause Israel to inherit it. But Joshua, the son of Nun, it was not a mistake that the man that was following Moses the best became Moses' successor. Moses may have sons, but none of his sons didn't. He was married, so he had children, but none of his sons was his successor. Say, but Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, then is the one that will take over from you. That means leadership replacement is for committed followers. Don't just sit where you are and you expect God to carry you from nowhere and put you in something great. That is fallacy. 001. Joshua stood before Moses and he was the one that became the leader. I said, God chooses leadership from followers. Please, I'm begging you as your pastor, stop being a man or a woman that don't know how to be involved in things. Praise God. Stop being one that does not know how to be involved. Stop being the kind of person that you are involved yet you're not involved. You know the people that fold their hands. God never make a man that folds his hands great. The seven brothers of David, they were doing fine boys. They were Jimmy. He's showing biceps. I used to know one young man, if you want to go out for 2 hours or 3 hours, if I'm not exaggerating, that young man will be combing his hair. Man, he will brush here, he will brush here. That anybody like that don't go anywhere. They were all doing fine boys. But David was the one in the field tending to the flock. So listen, if you are the one responsible, you'll be the next leader. If you are the one responsible for the dirty job, very soon you'll be the one qualified for the throne. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So God choose leaders from where? From where, Sammy? Don't miss your way into greatness. I look at them, bro. You know, Pastor, God has called me. There's a great and high calling over my life. I can't stand as usher. That high calling will become very soon become a low calling. There's a great call over my life. I'm a great woman. They've told me I can't be the one that'll be doing the dirty jobs. If you don't do dirty jobs, go and find people in the throne. There are people that do dirty jobs. He said the one that will be your master must be your servant. Jesus had to do dirty jobs to be qualified. Well, all the angels were wearing their white gown in heaven, he came to the earth and did the dirty jobs. Angels, I can imagine how the angels will be feeling. Oh, what these nuisance. They are even acting, they are putting on his hand. They have minds, they're putting it. Did they know his person? Angels know him. But the people didn't know him. But he was doing the dirty job. And God has highly exalted him. There is no exhortation for a man that is not willing to serve. No exhortation. God told me, told me something that changed my life, man, and I wish you could understand. He said, promotion does not neither come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the north. It comes from the Lord, the one that putteth down one and bringeth up another. That means, listen, if you refuse to satisfy the law of God for promotion, if you like, you carry yourself to America, it will bring you down. Are you hearing me? God has a system of promotion. And what is God's system of promotion? Are you in church today? What is God's system of promotion? Followership. Praise God. Now, I want to talk about how do we follow. I mean, I've told you about the first part. Be teachable, right? Be trainable and be leadable. Let's move on. Open our Bibles to Mark 3, 13 to 14. Say, followership is the making of great men. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him, right? Verse 41. Want to go? And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he may send them forth to preach. He ordained 12 that they should be with him. The first dynamics of followership is that they should be with him. The first thing that qualifies a genuine follower is that you are someone that can stay in power. Many people don't know how to stay for a vision. Many people don't know how to stand for a vision. He said that they may be with him, that they may stand with him. And in the context, I told you about this, is about followership is being trained, taught, right, and be led to fulfill ministry. So what about followership to fulfilling ministry? Praise God. A genuine follower is the one that stands with his pastor. Say it. Stands with his leader. Stands. The first test of followership is the ability to stand. To stay. Many don't know how to stay. The Bible was talking about Moses. From the call of Moses, there was nowhere where the Bible said Moses called Joshua. But from the call of Moses, do you know that when Moses was going to the mountain for 40 days, there was one place in the Bible that said that when Moses left the mountain, Joshua his servant stayed in the mountain. All the rigors, all the movements, all the challenges that Moses went through, Joshua was always in the picture. That's a man that will carry power. If you don't know how to stay with a vision, you will never be great on the earth. You will never find your place. If you don't know how to stay, you will never find your place. There are people that feel it doesn't matter. That in 10 years you have been with 10 leaders, it matters. You have no definition. Your followership is your definition. The ability to stay. I've been a pastor here for a while. One of the challenges we saw, I discovered that when someone wants to become committed, the next thing happens, the devil starts fighting them. Who have experienced it? Everybody who have experienced it. They'll call you in Lagos. There's one job that have come out now. They'll call you in Taraba. There's one waka that have come out now. Amen. Your parents say, no, it's not that I want to be very serious with you. That you have to, are you getting it? Different reasons. Why is the devil fighting staying? Because staying with a vision is what makes great people. The making of great people is a bit to stand time, stand the test of time. Some of us, we have a lifestyle of whenever things get hot, you run. Great men don't cower. Hear me?
great men conquer. With all power we conquer. If you have an alternative, it will never work. Listen, nothing works with an alternative. In life, you must say we die here for you to be able to give it what it takes to walk. You are still doing your leg like this. In case, generous of grace. You know? So let me not be too. You will not have an identity. God will not know where to place you. Are you hearing me? Great people are wound their legs and anything. I said, if these both sick, we sit together. Stay in power. Just went to one place, leader in church. When someone they give you biscuit and garnets, they see that, hey, for 1 year, pastor, I'm not giving biscuit and garnets. You're not wise. In followership, it's not your leaders that encourage you, it's God that rewards you. You know, I will teach you that on the test. What will you do when you feel discouraged? When you feel everything is working against you? I've been there before. When you finish preaching for once, you preach, you do 3 days program, you're doing dry fasting, you want to climb up on the mountain, they want to leave you. What do you do when you feel discouraged? Why is it that many cannot stay? Because challenges will come. In your walk with God, in your followership, there will be challenges. There will be circumstances. Are you hearing me? But when you are made up your mind to stay, to see the vision, to stay, to see it come true, to see it fulfilled, then you are classified among greatness, great people. Learn not to run when the battle is hot. You are a general. When battle is hot today, it will be cold tomorrow. I remember where we're coming from, right? Things were worse than this. Yet we stayed. We are here now. If we only stay, we'll see greater tomorrow. Greater tomorrow. Greater tomorrow. Stop running. He said Joshua that stood with him. That stood. Learn from church. You should learn how to stay with your man. You should learn to stay with your wife. Stay, hear me. Stop God and all speak to church. Some people, the moment things get bad, God has spoken. I saw a vision last night. I said, I don't know why this man. I saw a vision. If this man cannot make progress, he has seen a vision. If your husband is not making progress, you are not making progress. Because both of you are one. That means you are not being a good support. You are not hearing me. If your wife is not doing well, you are not doing well. Both of you are one. Stop seeing nonsense visions. Some people, the moment businesses just start going, you left the business. What happened to your joy, passion at the beginning when things were working? Anything that works, the only way for it to work better is that you will stop working well. Then you will stay to work better. Learn to stay with your leaders. I'm trusting God that when we're doing our 20th anniversary, we'll see people that have been here for 20 years. Nobody received God's best by moving. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are here. Is this one? It's a new business. It's a new thing in town. Every new thing you are following there. No. Great people are known for something, some vision, a purpose. Are you hearing me? When you don't have staying power, you are wasting your energy. Today you are putting here, you are wasting all your energies. Imagine tomorrow and I say I want to go be a politician. Do you know how long it takes to become a good politician? Do you know how long I put in this ministry? I'm only a billionaire. MJY. Even if I don't listen, by message already I've raised billionaires. It's only time that will tell. The reward of this thing will come if I stay. Yes, sir. Are you hearing me? Then tomorrow night here the pastor has left and it's coming out for Abga. This man is confused. May God help you to stay. Is it staying? You will see the beauty of your relationships, of your leaderships. Is it staying? I tell people, I say challenges makes people stronger, born better. If husband and wife have had challenges that they had to pack them out,
and their load was outside their house. And you hear me? You think we scatter them at the last better house? Don't you scatter them with you? If you stay with your husband when he was homeless, when he has a house, nothing can scatter you. Find couples that stop that weather the storms together, they are stronger. I told you on Sunday, I said persecution came to make us strong. 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 Are you hearing me? You are not in this church because we have AC or because we have AC. We are not in this church because we have cars or because we have. That's why we don't cook every Sunday to feed you. Because we are not in church for too much infrastructure. You are here for a vision of the gospel. So people, they're only where they give them incentives. Great people don't go for incentives. Great people go for sacrifice. It is people that pay sacrifice that receive price. Not people that give small incentives. When you enter into a new followership, the university doesn't face it. I've been in ministry. Do you give me incentives? Huh? Who is being blessed? Stay in power. If you go and watch the movie The Choosing. Go and watch the movie The Choosing. You understand what you need to follow. To follow Jesus Christ was a big burden. Peter had to leave his wife. There are many things you have to leave to stay with your leader. You cannot be staying. I mean, you are holding everything. You hold 82 jobs. Let me tell you, it's not the amount of business you do that makes a man prosperous. Have to be Sokoto. Tomorrow I'm in Sokoto. Next tomorrow, I mean, no matter how, I cannot be committed to God. I'm a young man. I have vibrant spirit. By the time you finish running your rat race, you will come back and find out that promotion does not come from the east, nor the west, nor the south. It comes from the Lord who brings down one. Say, God brings down one and take up another. When your days of staying enough, God will see you and say, this person, he will say, put this one in the billionaire class now. And everything suddenly. I'm talking about staying power. Staying power. I told you about the mother of all my dear friend. For over 40 years, that woman has been in the choir. They can't count how many times in a year she misses choir rehearsals. They will cut it out. One day she was in the meeting. Man of God came and said, what do you want? He said, I want my only son to go abroad. That means there's a level you set God to. Your greatest, your innermost desire, you will bring it to pass. That's how his son is in the nations today. When I went last year, the woman is still there with Jesus. 17 choirs. 14. You have been doing it since now that you are here staying. You hear me? Now start a new beginning. We were here when there was no microphone. I've done programs where there was no microphone. I did not call myself, God called me. I could say, God, please. I think this is because you called me. Once later. The program we did, the place was packed out. Every year, no microphone, 3 days straight. Staying power. We've done meetings where we don't know where the next generator will come from. As we take from you this week, next week, nothing for you. Next week, nothing for you. Is it that God is done it? No. Challenges is a proof whether you are sure, you are ready, and you are qualified for greatness. If you will serve God in the palace, you must first serve God in the gutters, in the challenging. Some of you say, I like to serve God, but I always like to serve Him when there's a plot. No. God will test you around. Some of you don't like me, you know. Say, this is my pastor. Stay. You know, stay. Stay with Jesus. You will pay sacrifices. When I was a student, because of church, I stayed for 265 days. I've not seen anybody like this. I did it many years ago. I quarreled with my dad because of church. I said, if I go home, who will do church? He said, you do church. Stay. If I mistakenly go, pastor will be begging me. I'll just go for it. He'll be begging me. I'll go 24th or 25th. less than 7 days. I'm not saying 7 days for many years. Before, say, I'm back. I'm not the pastor, but my heart is after the work. Some people that will go home and stay and sleep at home. Some people now for 4 months they don't come to their church. You think God is not seeing his heart? When God wants to choose leader, you will be shocked. God calls names. Look for that person that has been there. Stay in power. Stay. You can't carry the spirit of a man. You don't stay with him. Challenges do not come to scatter vision. Challenges come to approve and prove vision. That they may what? And that he may send them forth to preach. After you stay, the second dynamics of followership is the ability to do assignments, move with the vision. Like I told you, I said, we have a course in generous of grace. We are not just here to clap hands. Even though we're tired of clapping hands by now, we have a gospel that must go around the world. And the leg of this gospel is the followers. I said, a vision and followers is like a car and a tire. If the leadership is good, is good engine. If the pastor is good, is good car, is good driver. But the followers are weak, is flat tire. No matter how good the car is, if the tires are flat, ask your neighbor, are you flat? We have a vision. Last year, God told us, do miracle night. We didn't do miracle night because church are doing all night. We did miracle night because we are called to touch the world. And God said, now it's time for miracle crusade. He called them that they may follow him. And that will happen. He may send them forth. A follower is one that is going after the master's bidding, after the vision. You are not just around, you are making things to happen. You can't just be around. I will not feel your presence. I said, did she not travel? Oh, thank God. You are always around, but no impact. But not involved. You can be around and not be involved. Are you hearing me? He sent you to preach. As a general, the general, we are a soul winner. If you can't preach, share flyer. So if you want to go and do death and dumb, job is anything, man. Praise God. That's our job here. Soul winning. Soul winning. Prayer. We pray. If you can't pray long, after you pray, you don't lie down. Stay. Say, stay. Follow. Be sensible. Be involved. When we're going out for so many, be involved. Say, be involved. Be involved with your money. Write it down. Be involved with your time. Let church not suffer anything that you have. Anything you have that God needs is a sacrifice. You don't need a Holy Spirit to tell you. I told myself, there's nothing I can have that this church needs that I will see have. I've missed it. I remember many years ago, many church, there was no speaker in church. But one brother used to have all this music player. Say, can I bring my, he would bring his music player on. So imagine for service of play music player. And people would dance and dance and go home. After a while, I said, no, he left it for church. That brother is nowhere, that level again. Anything, this is minister, right? Anything that you have that God needs as a genuine follower is no more a prayer point, is a sacrifice. You can't have rock and God needs rock. Genuine follower. You can't have fan and God needs fan. Say, Pastor, yes, it's better you are feeling the heat than the house of God be feeling the heat. God has brought you to preserve his work from feeling the heat. God has brought you to advance the gospel. Who is hearing what is this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what it means to be a genuflector. He called them that he may send them. Genuine followers are the people that make things happen. Lastly, the Bible says, if you go down, this is my last point, I'm done. My Spirit of God. He specifically called them. Let me tell you, and I know what I'm telling you. If you are in generous of grace, you're not here by mistake. If you are here at this time, it's not that you are passing by. God that I know does not do we are passing by. God does not do coincidence. God does not do coincidence. God is an intentional God. For I remember when God said, from the beginning, God knew, hear me, that you are needed in the work, and before you many years he orchestrated your path, that the path you meet. Because there's something that me and you have to do to this world. Hallelujah. There is a gospel that we need to preach. God that he will choose you to be in generous of grace. That is why he arranged that your house is closed. Any genuine follower must understand predestination. You know, many years ago, I used to waste my time teaching people. You don't teach it. Every genuine follower must catch a revelation that is called to follow his leader. I can't catch it for you. You will catch it for yourself. Or else any wind will pull you away. Moses never told Joshua to follow him. Joshua caught a revelation that this is my man of God. One, every genuine follower must have a conviction. None of you that is here that came here because you were passing by. God is not a passerby God. God is a predestination God. He knew that this is where they need to be. You knew that there are things in the work of God that only you can supply. There are things that only you can possess. There are things he has ordained that you will bring, you will deliver to the vision. And he preordained you. Instead of folding your hands, it's time to start making it happen. Let's look at you and say you are a son of consolation. Hallelujah. I told yesterday about the David mighty man. Be the mighty man of generous of grace. There is no mighty man without mighty men. There is no great man without great men. If you see a billionaire pastor, he has billionaire leaders. If you see a global pastor, he has global leaders. If you see a great man, he's surrounded by great people. If you see a man that is lifted, he's surrounded by people that have their mindset to be lifted. It's time for us to rise and say this gospel must go beyond these shores. I must go out. The world must hear the gospel to us. The world must hear the gospel to you. It's time to begin to show relevance, to show commitment. I hear me, to prove to God that he did not make a mistake for choosing you here. Anybody that is not here, God didn't choose to be here. So to prove to God that God, thank you for choosing me here. You didn't make a mistake. I am a son. I am a daughter of consolation. Glory to God. Everything that one God wants to do is in your hands. Hallelujah. Are you ready to take off followership? Let me repeat my message. A follower is one that's willing to be trained, taught, and led. A follower is one that has staying power. A follower is one that is sendable. And a follower that's got a vision. That you are not here by mistake, you are here by calling. You are here by purpose. And as you stand together, this global voice will be your global voice. Make sure there's nothing in your hands that God needs. You're not giving him. Make sure anything that you have that God needs is a sacrifice. And you know what sacrifice is? Sacrifice are the makers of covenant people. When you know how to give God what you have, He will always give what He needs. The Bible says concerning Jesus, God gave Him the apostles, the disciples, and some women. He gave Him Mary. How I could get there? He said, Mary. He said, they minister to Him of their substance. There's something everybody has here. I can take the word of God to the next level. Tell me a favor right now, everyone. I pray this one prayer. I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if some of you are already followers, but some of you must make your commitment to be a follower. Make your commitment right now. I say, Lord, I commit myself to true followership. As God's spoken to you right now.